Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story about Baal Shem Tov and his students, and even more amazing, labeled the innkeeper. Once upon a time, the Baal Shem Tov, as he often used to do, told his students, some of them, they should go into the wagon and they're going to take a trip. Nobody knew where they were going except the Baal Shem Tov, as it was with many, many, many of these trips which the Baal Shem Tov took his students on. They all got into the wagon. I'm not sure exactly how many. Maybe there was a minion. I don't know. And off they went. They traveled and traveled. And eventually, early in the morning, they arrived at an inn. An inn is like a little hotel. They went into the inn. It was time to daven. So they davened, learned, and it was time for breakfast. The innkeeper, named Label, came over to them and served them a nice breakfast. He was a very nice man, a nice Jewish man, very frum. I don't think he was that learned, but he was certainly a Yid that had a great trust in Hashem. And in fact, that was the purpose of this trip. Baal Shem Tov had been teaching his students about B'tachan, about trusting in Hashem. And now the Baal Shem Tov was bringing them to meet Reb Label, the innkeeper. And so, in the middle of breakfast, all of a sudden, a soldier bursts open the door of the inn. He comes in, and he takes his sword, he bangs it down on the table, right in front of all the students, right in front of Label, the innkeeper, right in front of the Baal Shem Tov. He looks at the innkeeper, very serious, and he walks out of the inn. The students were shocked. What's going on over here? Who is that soldier? This looks like a terrible threat. The innkeeper said, Label said, no, nothing to worry about. What? They said, nothing to worry about. That looked very worrisome. What's going on? Label said, no. It's just that today the rent is due for the inn and the fields around it, which I use to grow things. Oh, the rent is due. Is that a nice way to tell somebody the rent is due? It seems to mean that if you don't pay the rent, you're in big trouble. Label said, not to worry. Oh, they said, okay. You have enough money for the rent? How much is it? Oh, he said, it's 1,000 rubles for the whole year. The entire year's rent is due today at sunset. And do you have the money? The students asked. No. Said Label, I don't. Well, how will you pay the rent? Asked the students. And Label said, I trust in Hashem. He helped me last year. He helped me the year before. He helped me the year before. Hashem will help. Okay. The students figured that Label must have some kind of a plan to borrow money or something. Anyway, the day went on. They learned. Maybe some of them went outside for a walk. Whatever they did, came later. Lunchtime, they're sitting and eating lunch. All of a sudden, the door of the inn bursts open, and in comes a soldier again with a sword. He bangs the sword down on the table. He looks at the innkeeper, very serious. And he leaves. Oh no, said the students. What's going on now? It's just a reminder, said Label. The soldier's reminding me that today the rent is due, and it's due at sunset. Well, did you get any money since breakfast? Did you find any money? Did you borrow any money? No, said Label. What are you going to do? Asked the students. Hashem will help. The Label. And he went on with his work at the inn, doing whatever work innkeepers have to do to keep the inn nice and neat, and maybe fix this or that, work in the garden. Okay. The day went on. Students learned more, whatever they did. And it came about a half hour before sunset. Again, all of a sudden, the door slams open, and the soldier comes in with a sword. He bangs the sword down on the table. Hey! Then he leaves. The students say to Reb Label, Reb Label, it's a half hour before sunset. Do you have the money? No, said Label. Well, what are you going to do? Hashem will help, said Label. He went over to the coat rack, got his coat, he put it on, and he began to walk over to the castle where the pirates, where the landowner lived. Where are you going? Said the students. I'm going to pay the rent. Well, how are you going to pay the rent? As a student, you don't have any money. Some will help, said Label. And he began to walk towards the castle, which was about a 25-minute walk from the inn. So Label is walking. They're watching him out the window. They can't believe it. How can a person go to the heart who sends a soldier with a sword, such a threat? He's supposed to pay 1,000 rubles, doesn't have any money, and he looks as if he has no worries in the world. He just keeps saying, Hashem's going to help. He begins to walk across the field. The students are watching. All of a sudden, a wagon driving along the road meets up with Label as he's walking across the field. They watch, and they can't hear what's being said, but they can see there's a conversation. And then the man in the wagon continues on, and Label continues on. That's strange what happened over there. All of a sudden, a minute later, the wagon stops again. Label stops. And they have another conversation. And this time, the man in the wagon hands a package to Reb Label. Reb Label takes the package. And he continues walking on to the castle. About an hour later or less, Label comes back to the house. The students greet him at the door. Label, Label, what happened? What happened when you went to the castle without any money? Well, Hashem helped, said Label. Hashem helped. What did Hashem do? Well, said Label, did you see that conversation that I was having with the man in the wagon? Yes, they said. Well, that man met me, and he asked me if I wanted to sell all the grapes that I'm going to grow with Hashem's help in these fields. Every year I grow grapes. And he said that he heard that the grapes that I grow are very good with Hashem's help, and he wanted to pay in advance for the entire crop of grapes so that nobody else could buy them, just him. He wanted to buy all the grapes that I produce. And he asked me, how much will it cost? So, of course, I said, 1,000 rubles, because that's how much rent I owe. And he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm only going to pay 900 rubles for these grapes. So I said, okay. And I continued to walk on towards the castle, because I knew that Hashem would help me. All of a sudden, the man in the wagon calls me, and he says, wait. I see that you are sure that your grapes are worth 1,000 rubles. And I see that you are a very honest person who trusts in Hashem. And therefore, I am willing to pay the 1,000 rubles. He takes out a package of money. He gives me 1,000 rubles. And I continue on to the palace, onto the castle, and I pay the parts, the landowner, 1,000 rubles for this year's rent, for the inn, and for all the fields. Baruch Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov turned to his student and he said, this is what betachon means. Betachon means when a person doesn't just believe that Hashem's going to help him, but the person knows that Hashem's going to help. And so, this is an important lesson for us, that it's not enough to merely believe that Hashem will help, that Hashem will send Mashiach, and so forth, but we have to have complete trust. In fact, like it says on the coin that we use to put money in the pushka and so forth, it says, in God we trust, which means that we have trust, we have betachon in Hashem. And so too, when it comes to every day in our life, it's so important to have not just belief in Hashem, but trust. As we say, if it's good, think good, it will be good. Thank you so much for joining the story of the day.